Trev, can we ask about that? I mean, it must be unique. You haven't played in an open-air game, or you have?
Yeah, we had a couple of years ago. So, yeah, it's a little bit different. Bit of not the normal, but once you get into the competitive nature of the game, everything's forgotten and play what's in front of you.
So, ignorant question, does wind, does conditions, does anything affect the shot from outside three or anything like that?
Yeah, no, I hope not. I hope the guys have had some practice in the driveway and get ready for the outdoor conditions. But it's a good spectacle and hopefully we can put on a good show.
So you haven't made a point to the players about being an open-air game? It doesn't even come into the pre-game chat or the build-up to it?
Now, couple of years ago when we did, and it was in the game. It was just competitive. Both teams have got to play in the same conditions. Just hopefully it's a clear night and not windy and we don't even notice it.
Do you change all the last 5 minute warm-up element before the game to make sure they're getting shots from different spots to what they normally would to practice outdoors?
Oh, not really. Look, if we win the toss, we'll probably kick with the wind and go downhill. But it's once the indoor, it doesn't get that too windy. But I'm sure shooters, when they miss, they can use that as an excuse.
Was it fun? Like, did they enjoy it last time?
Yeah, I can't remember the result of the game, so it's a lot more fun when you win the game. But look, it's a twilight kind of game. It starts bright and then gets dark. But once a game, you don't look up. You're too busy what's in front of you. So, good spectacle, and hopefully it's a good game for all of us.
What have you made of Melbourne? They look like they're under enormous pressure now to make playoffs. So what are you expecting tomorrow night?
Yeah, well, their back's against the wall. They have been for a little bit. So, I've watched the last couple of games and they're a very talented team, so we've got to tread carefully with a team like that because they're explosive. And we know last time over here they gave us a bit of a touch-up, so certainly can't take anything easy with these guys. They've got playing for playoff spots, and we know it's going to be physical and tough, and hopefully we can carry that good form from last weekend.
I'm stealing stats from Craig here. 5 three-pointers you shot on the weekend, which is probably a lot different to normal for you. Did your game change, or was it purely just Miles was playing so well that was the way it went?
Yeah, we have an offense system. If someone's hot, get him the ball, and Miles was providing plenty of scope inside, and Nick Kay was awesome on the low block. So around the 80 point mark, 80 to 85, that's where we want to play. So yeah, it's quite normal. Yeah, look, we've had pretty good success against him with Majuk and Dario was here. So, we played him a few times in pre-season and two early games in the season. So the athleticism, yes, we can match that above the rim. We didn't have that before, but, they've still got other weapons with Chris and Trimble.
You've had some good battles with United the last couple of years. Does it add any satisfaction potentially hindering their finals chances?
Yeah, we're more worried about ourselves. We want to secure a playoff spot in top two. I think if we get another couple of wins, we'll secure that. So that's all we're focused on, not what other people are doing.
You feel like you're more dangerous and harder to defend when you've got Miles going nuts inside and then you've got Bryce and Trico potentially outside as well, that no one knows where you're going to go now?
Yeah, and the other thing with Nick, normally the best big defender was picking Nick up the start of the year, and probably the trail guy was picking up our centre. So that kind of changes for the matchups. And be able to score on the inside and above the rim is something that we haven't had before. So that's great. But big guys have more influence on the defensive end. He's shot blocking, he's changing shots, he's intimidating. That's more important for us than racking up points.
Trigger looked a little bit lost during the game. Couldn't work out his role once it all changed a little bit and went inside. Was that the case? Have you spoken about how you sort of felt for that?
I thought his defense was outstanding. Keep Hobson, low teens or mid-teens in that, coming off a guy that's in hot form, was sensational. And we just found other avenues to score. Bryce obviously lit it up in the first quarter, and then we had some other scorers in the second quarter. But Tarico will be there when we need him.
He's not injured at all?
I think this is all banged up, this time of the year. It's good that we've had a good week at home without the travel. This is our last road game for the year. So, yeah, it's a chance to get everyone fit and healthy.
Can I ask about Kobe and the generation of your players are probably Kobe fans? You and I a bit older, probably.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Was it spoken about yesterday as a team, just his effect on basketball and everything like that?
Yeah, we did speak about Kobe. It was, I think everyone was in shock and left a little bit hollow. It's, you know, he's legendary, he's an icon, one of the best ever. His work ethic is legendary, what he does, and his competitive nature, what he does. And, you know, he raised the game up another notch. So, you know, there was a lot of empty feeling yesterday when we heard the news, and you really feel out for his family going through this time.
Did you ever cross paths with him, Trev?
Sorry?
Did you ever cross paths with him in the coaching service?
No. I seen him in the pre-season game back in 2000. But certainly not a regular season game, yeah.
Did you have to check in with anyone? Was anyone who was quite emotional about it yesterday, or that you had to sort of just make sure they were...
Yeah, just make sure, right? And it's, you know, it's precious life. You know, you just want to, you know, grab your kids and give them a kiss and, you know, and take this opportunity that we have. It can be taken away if you're in a flick of a switch. And everyone thought Kobe was invincible, you know, and a tragic accident and brings back to reality.
First NBL game since it happened. Is there any plans at all for any sort of tribute? Have you seen him in the NBA game so far?
Yeah, look, I haven't heard anything, but, you know, I'd probably think a minute of silence would be appropriate, but I'll wait for the come down from the NBL if there's anything.
No, is there any update on
Tomo? No, he's obviously, you know, out of the boot, so yeah, we'll slowly build up his strength for the next couple of weeks and look for him to play in a couple of weeks. Yep,
cool. Well,
all good.
Thanks,
guys.
Thank you.